right, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism. We're looking at the covenant of grace, and then within that, we're looking at Christ's life and death, what he has accomplished for his people. And today's question is, what is meant by atonement? What is meant by atonement? An atonement, the answer that is given, is Christ satisfied God's justice by his suffering and death as a substitute for sinners. You see, there's three S's there: the satisfied, suffering, and substitute. So the first thing is Christ satisfied God's justice. Christ satisfied God's justice. So can you remember when we looked at the question, what does every sin deserve? Every sin, big sin, small sin, what does every sin deserve? Every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. Every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. We looked at sin as a lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. That we might sin against other people, our brother or our sister, but ultimately we're sinning against God. And that every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. Paul says the wages of sin is death. That's what every sin deserves, the wrath and curse of God. But Christ satisfies that wrath and curse of God. Christ satisfies God's justice. And how does he satisfy God's justice? By his suffering and his death. By his suffering and his death. That we're looking at Christ's life, but also his death. That Christ died for sinners. And we'll look at that with the substitute. But Christ died this painful and shameful death on the cross. We looked at that last week. But here, Christ satisfies God's justice by his suffering and death. This is where the third part comes in, and this is the great part. Those things might not sound great, death, suffering, but the great part is that you and I were the sinners. But Christ satisfies God's justice by his suffering and death as a substitute for sinners. That you and I deserve the wrath and curse of God, and we cannot undo the sin that we do. We cannot pay this price of sin to redeem or help ourselves. The wages of sin is death, so every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. But here, Christ becomes a substitute for sinners. So Christ's death becomes our death. Christ's life becomes our life. He lived the life that we should have lived and has given us his righteous robes. He died the death that we should have died. And this is what Christ does for sinners. Christ does for his people in the covenant of grace. And that's what makes it a covenant of grace. Christ substitutes himself for us to satisfy the wrath of God, that price that we could not pay, Christ pays for it, for us. He's our substitute. You might know that word before, substitute. You might play sports, and you might have a substitute. Someone gets injured, someone gets hurt. So you have someone who comes in and fills that place on the field or the court for that person. And that's what Christ does for us. Every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. And Christ comes down. He lives the life that we should have lived. He died the death that we should have died. For us, you and me, sinners, there's no way we could pay that price. But Christ comes in and pays it for us. And that's what makes it a covenant of grace. That's what makes it the good news, the gospel. That Christ is a substitute for us, a mediator for us. And that's what makes it so much, so great that it's a covenant of grace.